Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is Lesson 50 in our series, Hey, the Big 5-0. We're going to talk about some of the sufferings of Jamestown from something called corporatism or communism, as well as internal strife. All right, let's get started. Now, the season after the arrival of the first settlers was a disaster. The place they chose wasn't a good location. The drinking water was bad, the food was scarce, and the weather wasn't what they were used to. It was much warmer in England, where they came from. Now, besides geography, there was a problem with the charter that they were operating under. Settlers weren't allowed to own land for the first 5 years. All products were held in a common storehouse, and the officers distributed to the people what they thought the people needed. Now, some call this communism, but it's probably better described as corporatism. And this system proved to be the greatest incentive to laziness ever devised. And that's because the hardest and wisest worker fared no better under this system than a lazy man. Nobody had anything they could call their own. The result was they had a colony consisting of men mostly who were dreamers who wasted their time thinking about riches they'd never find. Thankfully, the natives of the area sold the colonists corn. However, some of the settlers mistreated the Indians, after which the supply of corn was cut off. Starvation followed, taking with it nearly half of the men by fall. And among the dead included Bartholomew Gosnold, one of the most talented men in the council. To add to all their other problems, they fought among themselves. John Smith was excluded from the council. Edward Wingfield, the governor, was deposed, and John Ratcliffe replaced him. And at one point, Christopher Newport, another council member, abandoned the group in their time of need and headed back to England. One survivor wrote the following: "There were never Englishmen left in a foreign country in such misery as we were in this new discovered Virginia. It would make hearts bleed to hear the pitiful murmurings and outcries." Sounds absolutely horrible. They were at an extremely low point. However, there was one man among them whose energy and wisdom saved them from complete destruction. He restored harmony, brought order out of chaos, and laid the foundations of a permanent prosperity founded on the principles of freedom. We'll talk about this guy in our next lesson. Well, this is Dan Sheridan. That's all I have time for. Listen, I really hope you learned something. Until we talk again, remember this: be good to one another, because we're in this together.